You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. The head of Europol, the EU's law enforcement agency, told us earlier that intelligence agents in Europe are dealing with 5,000 suspects. That's the number that he suggested had been radicalised in Europe. It's a more dangerous and urgent security threat than had been previously thought. Well, in the face of that, are we any safer here than in Belgium, or could there just as easily be a terrorist attack here? We're joined from Oxford by Andrew Dorman, who's Professor of International Security at King's College London, and here in the studio by Majid Nawaz, who's founding chairman of the counter-extremism think tank, the Quilliam Foundation. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Professor Dorman, do we face as great a threat here?
Well, if we look at the attack on Belgium, proportionately the Belgians have far greater number of people coming back from Syria who have been radicalised, and therefore by the numbers game it would suggest that they have a more significant threat than we do. Having said that, we are probably a more significant political target than Belgium is. So there's a swings and roundabouts here in terms of we are probably a greater threat, but there's probably a greater number of individuals proportionately in Belgium that's threatening Belgium.
Okay, imagine now is, why would you say that that was, just on the numbers? What have we got right or not got as badly wrong as Belgium?
Well, I think there are some differences, but I will confirm what Professor Dormant just said, that actually there are few countries in the world that are more symbolic to attack than the United States and the United Kingdom. So I'd say an attack here is almost inevitable, and our security services have the same assessment. Why there's a difference between us and the proportions of people that have gone from Belgium to join ISIS could be something to do with the state of disintegration in Europe's Muslim communities. France, Belgium, and a few other European countries are faring worse, I think, than we are here, and we are not doing too well at all. So it tells you something of the state of integration or the lack of European Muslim communities on the continent.
Okay, so the other argument, Andrew Dorman, of course, is that the threat is great, as we were hearing, the UK is a symbolic target, but the security services are doing well, and we know, not least from recent comments, that they foiled 7 plots.
That's correct. And I think if you compare ourselves with Belgium, we've been aware of the problem for far longer. And as the other speakers indicated, we haven't been dealing with it very well, but we've been dealing with it better than the Belgians have been dealing with it, since they have been ignoring the problem. And now are now playing catch-up and trying to deal with the challenge. And as we've seen with the various trials that have gone through, there's been a whole series of attempts on the United Kingdom. And the tragedy is that it only takes one to be successful.
And you, Majid Nawaz, referred to one as inevitable. You're worried about what will happen when it happens.
Indeed. I've got a column in the Times today and I speak about this. I think I worry that we have started across Europe, and with Donald Trump in America, started to adopt the framework that ISIS uses when relating to one another. ISIS, first and foremost, wants me to identify here as a Muslim before anything else. And relate to you on that basis. Unfortunately, in our fear and our reaction to these attacks, what I worry about is that populists across Europe will be doing the same thing. They will judge me first and foremost as a Muslim, you first and foremost as a non-Muslim, and put down religious tests for things like immigration, and thereby use the same framework that ISIS uses to judge people with.
But the alternative is difficult, isn't it? Because there might be plenty of people who say they identify as a Catholic before they identify as a British person.
Yes, I think there are different challenges associated with Catholicism today, perhaps related to AIDS, perhaps related to abortion, perhaps related to contraception.
But I don't mean that. I mean just from the point of view of how an individual describes themselves and identifies themselves.
Indeed. In liberal societies, the truth is we all have multiple identities. I am a Muslim, but I'm not only a Muslim. That's my point. I'm British. I'm of Pakistani descent. I'm a father. I'm a husband. So we all have multiple identities, and I think it's important in a pluralistic society for those to be maintained, and that you don't only see me as a Muslim, but rather you see me as somebody that has various interests across the spectrum, and I don't only vote on that basis. I care about the NHS because I care about the NHS, not because I'm a Muslim.
And Professor Dorman, the way people are responding to what happened in Brussels, the way we might respond here, do you think it could make further attacks more likely, as Majid Nawaz seems to be suggesting?
I think how we respond potentially plays into the whole narrative of what ISIS wants to say, and is it the language coming out from people like Donald Trump reinforces that, and there's a tendency towards the rise of right-wing groups and separatist groups. That just plays into the narrative of what ISIS will be about. It says, you know, it's them and us, and it will play to division and breakdown of our society.
Okay, so just a final word, Majinawaze, in 20, 30 seconds. What should be done?
Well, we have to recognise there's an ideology at play within my own Muslim communities across Europe. We need to challenge that ideology, and we need to work as governments on a policy level with communities to empower and strengthen the narrative against the Islamist extremist ideology and support reforming Muslim voices and secularism.
Majid Nawaz, Andrew, and Professor Dorman. Andrew Dorman, thank you. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.